Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, from thinking about it to startup to growth to divestiture, we've got something you can do there. And you can read or listen or watch whatever we have there. So please check it out. It's all free. We built it just for you. Wear it out. If you break it, we'll fix it, and you can use it again. Let me tell you about a couple of things I want to continue to talk about. Starting a business, getting into business, becoming a business owner. In the previous segment, I talked about being a startup, starting from scratch, and the challenges of that, and especially the part about having enough capital. You know, you've heard me say that the Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized. We're always going to be undercapitalized. That's just the way that it's just the nature of our origins. And so the capital issue is the problem for all startups. If you're starting from scratch, blank sheet of paper, like I did, you can't take any money out of the business for a while. The other two ways that I want to talk about this segment are buying a business that's already operating and buying a franchise. Now, if you want to be able to walk into a business, you know, as I say, a business in a box, meaning somebody hands you the keys to a business that's already got customers coming and going, a phone number's already listed, a location that people know about, inventory and organizations, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that is the quickest way to actually potentially own a business and day one start paying yourself a salary. But the person who previously owned the business is not going to toss you the keys for nothing. You got to come up with the money to pay them. And so it's, again, it always comes back to the capital. It always comes back to the capital. And so if you've got enough money to pay them for the business and the business is paying their salary, then there's a chance that it'll pay your salary. Of course, everything's different. The way you operate it will be different from the way they operate it. So it may not be the same, maybe more, maybe less. But the point is you'll have a going business that you can customers are coming into and paying money to. And so buying a business is a great way to get started in business. But, as I say, you've got to shop around and do the due diligence. Make sure you're not buying a loser or that you're not paying too much. And then you got to come up with the money. And it's either got to be cash or it's got to be debt or it's got to be financing that the owner takes back. But either way, you've got to come up with the money to pay them for the business, especially if it's a business that's a going concern and that is viable and that you can count on. Now, the other way to get a business in a box is with a franchise. We've talked about that a lot on the show before, and that is where you literally find a location and you find an industry that you want to operate in, whether it's a home care franchise or a food franchise or a tax franchise or an accounting franchise or whatever it may be, automobile franchise, whatever it may be, whatever your industry is, you found it, you've looked into it, you've done the due diligence, you found out that not only is this the industry I want to be in, but these are the people I want to buy a franchise from, and then you set about starting that business up. And it will be a startup. It'll be a startup. It's just that the business will already have quite a bit going for it because it's a franchise. The franchise already has a brand established in the marketplace somewhere. They've already got systems and operating procedures and products that day one you open up and you've got a, you know, it's just like a chia pet, right? You pour water on it, overnight it pops up and it's ready to go to work. And so that's a franchise, but franchisors don't give them away either. They're going to require you to pay them money for the franchise. They're going to require you to have a certain amount of capital in reserve. They're not interested in having, I mean, whether they care about whether you fail or not, they don't want a franchise failure on their hands. Never mind you. They don't want there to be an attempt, a franchise abort, so to speak. They don't want that. And so they're going to make sure, they're going to have rules and regulations that say, okay, if you want our franchise, it's going to cost you $150,000, but you've got to have $100,000 in reserves to carry you through the first 6 months, year, whatever. And so again, as I say, it always comes back to the capital. And if you're a startup and you don't have enough capital, it's going to be tough. You can do it. I've done it. Many people do it. But it is really tough. If you're buying a business or if you're buying a franchise, you got to have the initial capital. You can't bootstrap a startup, buying a business or a franchise. You got to have the capital up front. So just remember, if you're starting a business, it all comes back to the capital and how much you're willing to tough it out if you don't have any capital. It's almost 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Got a great guest for us on the other side of these messages. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.